Welcome to The Grill Room. On the menu this week, all the latest news, views, and opinions from the world of professional golf. Your maitre d's are Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli, two friends who rarely agree on anything. You can count on them to give you both sides of the story, whether you want it or not. So come on in, have a seat, and remember, anything that comes from the Grill Room is definitely on our tab. The Grill Room, presented by Transitions Adaptive Sunglasses. And remember, keep your applause to a mild clap, all right? After all, we're talking golf here.
Aloha from sunny Kapalua, Maui, where time takes on a whole new meaning. Island time, that's what it's called, and the relaxation factor is off the charts. But not for the players in the winners only Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Let me bring in my partner who, between print and radio, seems to be extremely busy, but always finds time to relax. Quite a week here. We look forward to it every year, Alex. I don't think we're capable of even putting into words how special this place really is.
Well, I mean, it's a great event. The field was one of the better events that you've seen here in a long time. World number one showing up. It's only the second time at the Plantation course that the winner has been world number one, the other one being Tiger Woods in, I think, 2000. So, I mean, it's a big thing to have that kind of field at this event, because it is, I think it's fair to say, struggled, but this week there was no struggles. You take world number one, Jordan Spieth, and just putting the hammer down. And it was interesting all the way through to the end. And really, what became interesting, Bob, is not that he won, because we pretty much knew by the time we got to the 55th hole that was probably going to be the case, but it was if he could get to the only goal he had left in the week, which was to get to 30 under, which he did when he made about a 7-footer on the 18th hole on Sunday night. That was it. That's what we watched. But it was still compelling golf. You got to see a lot of players working through issues that obviously at the beginning of the year you're going to find.
The one thing that left me a little disappointed, and be interested to hear what you have to say about it, due to the lack of wins here for the playing of this Hyundai Tournament of Champions, the golf course is defenseless without wind. I mean, 22 guys shot a par or better out of the 30-man field. I mean, that's so low. And, of course, 30 under one, it's still not the record. Ernie Els shot 31 under when he won. But you seem like you don't agree with the fact that the absence of wind made a difference.
No, I think the absence of wind absolutely made a difference. But why do I care? Because
I want you to care.
Well, but I understand that. But the bottom line is it's like going to an open championship. I mean, if you go to the old course at St. Andrews and you have 4 days of no wind, the score is going to be low. If you have 4 days of wind, the scores are not going to be low. But at the end of the day, do you think that the best player didn't walk out of here with the trophy?
I do, but I'm going to have to correct you on one thing. You go to the old course at St. Andrews. St. Andrews wasn't built with wind in mind. Ben Crenshaw and Bill Cord, designers of this golf course, had to factor in the trade winds, which blow probably 350 of the 365 days a year when building this golf course. And if you eliminate those trade winds, you get what we got.
You know, I used to have this discussion all the time with people. They'd say they loved the U.S. Open because it was hard and par was the score. And, you know, it was really hard to make a birdie. And they liked to see guys struggle to make pars. How interesting was that back in those days?
Very interesting. I've never been at a U.S. Open. That wasn't uninteresting. And I've been at 121 majors.
I'd rather be at the back nine at Augusta National where guys are making eagles and making birdies. And what they used to say is you could hear the roars. That's what I would rather see. And that's what you saw this week. And if you'd rather have it where guys are struggling to make birdies, you know, that's great. But I don't think that's interesting to people.
Well, the one thing that I said, the Plantation course without wind would be if we showed up at this year's Masters and they said to the field, everybody's going to play the ladies' tees this week.
You want to beat a dead horse, go right ahead.
But I'm not beating a dead horse.
But the point is that you agreed with me that at the end of the day, the best guy walked out of here with the trophy, and that's what you want, isn't it?
You do, but I want him to be tested a little more. That's all I'm saying.
You want him to be tested a little more?
I want him to be tested.
Well, he was tested. Other people had the same opportunities he did. He won in a cakewalk. Does this have to do with the fact there was no wind that he won in a cakewalk?
other people don't putt as well as
Jordan Spieth. Oh, so you mean he had some talent this week, too. Okay.
You know, it's funny because, you know, he won $1 million, $1,080,000 to be exact. He won an invitation back to this event next year. But he also won something that he doesn't even know about, and that is Padraig Harrington, and I asked him of Zard if I use his name, and he said yes. Had an occasion to speak to Jordan Spieth's people and made it a point to say, you know, that kid, he can really play golf, but I'll tell you what, he's much better a person even off the course than he is on the course. And when that comes from somebody that's a multiple major winner themselves, it carries a lot of weight, and that really impressed me.
Well, I don't think there's any question, but I think the point is that, and it's not just Jordan, I think we have to kind of, even though I agree with Padraig Harrington, I think we have to expand it out a little more. I mean, I think Justin Thomas is a great guy when you spend time with him. So many of the young guys now are great guys when you talk with them. I mean, Smiley Coffin was in here. I know Smiley Coffin isn't Jordan Spieth, but you saw Smiley Coffin sitting down with Justin Thomas and Grillo. And you saw them going back and forth, Emilio Grillo, and you saw them going back and forth because they go all the way back to nine years old at AJGA days. And you know what? They didn't seem to be treating this any different than when they were at 9 years old at AJGA days. They were fun. They were having a good time, banter back and forth. I mean, this is not the days of Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and Vijay Singh. Those days are gone. These guys are so much better, not only, as you said, on the course, but off the course. And that's why this game is in a better position, really, I think technically. I mean, financially, it's a better position now going forward than it was when it was Tiger and Phil, because these guys have so much more personality that comes out, as you said, on the golf course and off the golf course.
And one other thing, Alex, I'm noting, and I'm sure you have too, what we're seeing here as we go into the calendar year 2016, one event already behind us, we're seeing the golfers that are out here are quality athletes. You mentioned the name Smiley Kaufman. He was the point guard on his high school basketball team when they won the state championship. I mean, we didn't have that before. We didn't have guys that played other sports. I mean, Gary Woodland played some college basketball.
I think you're unfair. Hale Irwin played college football at Colorado.
Right. Okay. There were rare exceptions. But I think that I'm witnessing better athletes coming to the world of golf, and probably for two reasons, and two reasons alone. The longevity of a golfer is well documented. The amount of money that's available out here is pretty impressive.
Right, and I think, you know, you can compete, as I said, you can compete, and you don't have to be on the PGA Tour to make a living. You can actually now make a living if you're a web.com player and some other places as well. But the bottom line is the guy who's making the best living over the last 2 years is Jordan Spieth. And, you know, one of the things he talked about, Bob, and I kind of asked in the press conference today, one of the things he talked about was the fact that he just felt that the break was just a break. It was a continuation from 15 to 16. He said that at the beginning of the week. There are a lot of people, including Rory McIlroy, that's documented, that said, hey, he's going to have a much harder time trying to do what he did in 16 and 15. Well, I don't know if 30 under, winning by eight, my putting stroke, as he'll say later, is as good as it needs to be to win a major championship. I don't know if Rory McIlroy would like to kind of maybe step back from his comments.
You know, it's amazing. Jordan Spieth said his putting is Masters ready. We're January. Masters is April. I'm hoping he's not peaking too soon, you know, with that putter, because if your Master's ready, your putter's razor sharp, unless, you know, he doesn't know any different. He's blessed to have been a good putter, and, you know, you and I both witnessed the great one, Tiger. He went years without missing a putt that he had to. Then when he started to miss a couple of them, then all of a sudden putting got harder. And I think Jordan Spieth is going through that same phase right now. He thinks it's normal to make a 25-foot putt.
Well, I agree with that, and I think he's probably a better long putter than Tiger was back in the day. I think Tiger's a better short putter than Jordan is. But here's my question. Clearly, Jordan, all-around putting, is not as good as Tiger was at this point in his career. He's missed some putts that he wanted to make. I mean, we can talk about the 18th at St. Andrews in the Open Championship, where he definitely wanted to make that to go on and get in that playoff. Do you think that situation where he's missed some putts, he's more normalized in the putting situations going forward than Tiger, who made a lot of putts, but when he started missing them, all of a sudden, you talked about it, he'd get these, you know, he'd kind of get feel like, uh-oh, what happened? And then all of a sudden, it just snowballed. And I think Jordan knows he's not going to make everything, and because of that, he's got a better attitude about this than Tiger did when he started losing his putting stroke.
One thing that surprises me about Jordan, he's the number one player in the world. But you and I have followed him since day one. He seems to bring up the subject, even today in his winning interview, he brings up statements like, well, I was on this tee, and I know I didn't want to hit it to the right and get into, you know, like negative thoughts. I mean, I've learned, and you know, covering golfers for as long as I have, that you don't start out by saying where you don't want to hit it. You just think about where you do want to hit it, and don't let the negative creep into your mind. But he seems to bring it up quite frequently.
Well, and I guess that's the point. I think he takes this game at a different level. He does an analysis of it at a different level, and that is why he is playing clearly right now, I think fair to say, at a different level. So there's no question, I think, that Jordan Spieth's performance this week at the Hyundai Tournament Champions is clearly a continuation of what happened last year. And I know that he talked a little bit about his game.
I'm proud that in this off season and really taking quite a bit of time off during that off season, the limited off season, our game seemed to be rounded into form, but my putter felt great, which is huge to start your first tournament back and not really feel like you have to work much on putting other than getting the speed down. That's nice.
That was Jordan Spieth, 22-year-old Jordan Spieth, seventh win on the PGA Tour. Question to him was, is how surprised were you about your performance?
I didn't think I'd shoot 30 under, so that part surprised me. I figured winds would be up, you know, greens would be quicker, where if you're short-sighted, you're in a bit more trouble, and those six-foot downhill sliders are significantly harder. I think they had to protect against, you know, winds that, and they just never came. So, I mean, it was just a perfect 4 days to play golf. So I didn't think I'd get that low, especially the first week of the year.
Bob, do your expectations change? Should our expectations change of what Jordan did this week now going forward?
You know, it's really amazing. That's a great question, Alex. And I hesitate answering it because for some strange reason, I'm holding back on bestowing, you know, greatness. And you know, and he's going to win, you know, even more than he did last year. You win two majors in 1 year. I mean, it's unbelievable. Matter of fact, Tiger always said, if you win one major in a year, it's a great year. He won two last year, and he may even have an inkling that, hey, at Harden, why don't I win three this year? I'm not buying into that right yet. I'm just not buying in that he's going to be able to dominate. We also have another factor. He wasn't here. But we got a very talented golfer by the name of Rory McIlroy, who didn't play. But I think that when it comes to going head-to-head and whatnot, I think Jordan Spieth's going to, you know, right now I think Rory McIlroy is a better golfer than Jordan Spieth. There it is. I'm saying it, even after he shot 30 under. And I think he's a tremendous golfer. I think he's a tremendous young man. I don't think he has the talent of Rory McIlroy.
Well, that was a really good answer to a question that I didn't ask you. So
it was a good question.
Let's go back to the question I did ask you, which is, have your expectations changed from the beginning of the week till now on what Jordan will accomplish in 2016?
The honest answer to that is my expectations have not gone down based on what he did this week. I can't honestly say that they've gone up.
Okay, that's fair enough. But let me ask you a question, taking the reverse side of that or the opposite side of that. Okay, so he's the third player in history to get to seven wins before his 23rd birthday. Tiger was one of them. The other guy was, I can't remember who now, is so old.
Horton
Smith, thank you. And Horton Smith won 14 times, so clearly the competition was a bit questionable back in those days.
However, Horton Smith never played in a 30-man field.
Well, that's true. Played in a 7-man field probably, in a 20-man field, a 30-man field. Second thing is Jordan Spieth, 30 under, only the second time in a 72-hole event in PGA Tour history.
Correct.
He was T1, I think, in tee to green and strokes saved. He was T1 or 1 in strokes gained putting. So it's like if it was the quarterback rating, he'd certainly be at 150 in the quarterback rating. He never seemed stressed the entire 72 holes of this golf tournament. Never seemed stressed at all. Didn't seem stressed when he came in here. Didn't get focused on, wow, this guy could catch me if I do this or that. Has learned how to deal with those situations. And by the way, this is his fifth time that he's been leading, fifth time in a row that he's been leading after 54 holes and got the deal done. Sounds very familiar to some other people. So when I ask you the question, do your expectations change? When I see what he did in 2015, and then I see what he did in 2016, and it wasn't just that he won, it was how he won. I don't know how your expectations can't change.
Well, what are your expectations of him now? What do you expect Jordan Spieth to do this year?
I think it was fair to say that 16 would be harder than 15, and he admits that to be the case as well.
What do you think he's going to do this year? How many majors is he going to win, in your opinion?
I think he'll win at least one.
You do?
Yeah. I do think he'll win at least one. You know, the odds, I think I contacted Vegas after we talked about this. The odds of one of the three winning a major versus not winning a major. The odds are 5-2 that one of them will win a major.
Well, obviously, the guy in Vegas that's making those odds doesn't know anything about golf, so I'm not even going to justify. I'm not even going to accept what he said. One other thing, we got to move along here, Alex. You're talking way too much. But the top three in the world, Spieth, Day, McIlroy, can anybody break into that group?
Well, I mean, people talk about Ricky Fowler. They probably talk a little bit about Brooks Koepka, especially after this week. I don't think Patrick Reed necessarily gets his due. Justin Rose. But if there's one guy that I think they could break into that group this year, it's Bubba Watson. Because Bubba Watson played really well this week. And as I talked to him after he was done, I said, well, what'd you think? He goes, you know what? I learned one thing about this week. I still don't like putting slow greens. Very similar to what Tiger would say. Doesn't like putting slow greens, he said. But outside of that, I had like 4-3 putts. I'd have been 19 under just with that. Would have put him in the top five. He says, look, I'm ready to go. And you know what? I think he is ready to go. He knows that he's got a short window, a small window left. He's 37 years old, I believe. He knows by the time he gets to 40, it might be a little more difficult. And I think this is going to be the year. And if you follow the opposite, every opposite year that he wins the Masters, this is his Masters year.
Well, I think we're going to have way too many candidates for only four majors, so it'd be interesting to see. But wait a minute, you did touch upon one thing about this golf course, and I haven't heard it referenced yet. Okay, no wind, shots are easier. But the greens were set up thinking that there was going to be wind. So they were rolling maybe 10 on a stemp meter. Now you got no wind, and now you got greens that are rolling that slow where it's much easier not to three putt.
That's true. That's all true, Bob. There's no question about that. You keep going back to the same thing. But the bottom line is the best guy still won. So let's move on.
All right, let's move on. You read what you're supposed to read.
No, I think, is there anything else on Jordan Spieth? We must have a little audio on Jordan.
I'm going to talk to him a little later in the show.
Okay, right? We'll let you talk to him then. That's fine. All right. The Grill Room is proud to be doing our part to entertain the active men and women in our military as well as our veterans as part of the Armed Forces Radio Network.
And you're listening to The Grill Room, powered by GolfWeek.com. Heard on TuneIn Radio and internationally on the Armed Forces Radio Network. What was the biggest surprise this week, Alex? We'll get your answer when we return.
The Grill Room.
Alex, right now I'd like to mention our newest hotel partner, the Kapalua Villas Maui.
the ultimate hideaway where privacy is as much a part of the experience as the world-class facilities, free beaches, 11 restaurants, a great spa, championship golf, and world-class tennis. If a trip to Maui is in your plans, visit KapalorVillasMaui.com or call them at 800-545-0018 to make your reservation today. Kapalua Villas Maui, the complete Hawaii experience.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at HealthySightForLife.org.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Maselli, Bob Bubka, the Hyundai Tournament of Champions here at Kapalua's Plantation Course. Bob, I know you asked me the question about the biggest surprise this week, but before we get to that, I want to hear your interview with Jordan Spieth, and I am interested to see if you pushed him a little, questioning his ability out here, since you are clearly one of those guys that think the course was set up too easy.
We're with Jordan Spieth, and congratulations on your victory, and you're meticulous in your preparation. Do you give yourself enough credit for the putts that you miss, that they're so close that you don't have any work left to continue? Whereas, you know, putts that miss are really important.
Sure, yeah. It's you got to limit three putts. You just can't have them. They're just, it's a no-brainer. We focus mostly on our speed. And so I, because that's the majority of the focus, that's kind of the expectation, that the putt will be the right speed and you won't have to stress out on the next. But yeah, it's great. I know first putt proximity to the hole is a statistic that we're very proud of.
Well, congratulations. A lot of people waiting to see you. Tremendous victory.
Thank you.
That's exactly what I thought. No way, no how were you going to go after Jordan Spieth after that tremendous win, were you?
Listen, let me explain something, Alex. You don't have a long career out here by pressing the world's number one player. When he agrees to come and be part of our Grill Room show, I'm excited to have him. I toss him a softball. He's happy. I'm happy. More importantly, his manager is happy. All right, the question was, what was the biggest surprise this week? I asked that of Alex Maselli. What's your answer?
Yeah, I think the ease in which Jordan took out the rest of the competition. And I say that because, you know, outside of the course setup and all those other things, they all played the same golf course. And because it's such a small field, there's only, what, I think 16 tee times. Because it's such a small field, they're all compressed. So it's not like where we went out over 156 guys and Jordan got the benefit of the wind or the weather or something like that. But to basically just dismantle this field of what we agree is one of the best fields they've had here, world ranking-wise, I think to me that was certainly the biggest surprise this week.
And along those lines, I will say I was pleasantly surprised with the size of the galleries. But, you know, obviously it's attributed when you get the world's number one, world's number two, world's number four, six, ten, all in the field. It's going to bring out galleries. They came out in droves. The Maui charities are really going to benefit from this. The other big surprise that I had was the opportunity to do some Hawaiian radio. By the way, you'll be on with Danielle Tucker Saturday from Honolulu. But on Danielle Tucker's show this week, Mark Ralphin came by, sat down with us. Of course, well documented his bout with cancer, receiving outstanding treatment at the MD Anderson facility in Houston. And he has a whole refreshing attitude on life. Every day is important. Your attitude's important. And he delivered some powerful messages, not only for people that may be suffering from cancer, maybe somebody lost their job, maybe somebody lost their loved one, but your attitude is the main thing. So if you're listening out there, keep up a good attitude, and it'll carry you a long way. And before we go to break, we'd like everyone to know what a great experience it has been for us to stay at the Kapalua Villas Maui. It's the official hotel partner of the Grill Room for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It is indeed the ultimate hideaway where privacy is as much a part of the experience as the world-class facilities. 3 beaches, 11 restaurants, a great spa, championship golf, obviously, and tennis. If a trip to Maui is in your plans, visit kapalovillasmaui.com. Call 800-545-0018 to make your reservation today. And I had an opportunity, Alex, to sit down with the general manager. He's coming up next on The Grill Room.
The Grill Room.
Alex, right now I'd like to mention our newest hotel partner, the Kapalua Villas Maui, the ultimate hideaway where privacy is as much a part of the experience as the world-class facilities. 3 beaches, 11 restaurants, a great spa, championship golf, and world-class tennis. If a trip to Maui is in your plans, visit kapaluavillasmaui.com or call them at 800-545-0018 to make your reservation today. Kapalua Villas Maui, the complete Hawaii experience.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Sight is one of our most valued senses. Many cherished memories and important life lessons are acquired through sight. Through the Transitions Healthy Sight for Life Fund, we're reaching out in communities around the world to help people understand and protect their healthy sight. Think about what you'd miss seeing if you lost your eyesight tomorrow, and take steps to protect your vision today. See more at healthysightforlife.org.
Welcome back to The Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
Sometimes you get an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with somebody that I think is fascinating because, number one, he has one of the more fascinating occupations in the world, happens to be the general manager for the Kapalua Villas Maui. That title alone, for anybody that's ever been to Maui, means that, wow, you are doing something that people would kill to be doing. Give us a little background, TJ. How did you end up here? You don't drop out of the sky and become the general manager of properties like this.
Well, I had the good fortune of first of all, coming to Hawaii 35 years ago, and then getting involved in the travel industry and having some great opportunities with some great employers. And eventually, fortunately, fell into the Outrigger Ohana because of some particular professional background I had in ownership management combined with hotel. And, of course, Kapalua Villas is a whole owner condominium transient rental. That's a mouthful operation. So we're taking individual ownership contracts and renting their units for them. Ending up in Kapalua had a lot to do with my background where I had managed a number of luxury and upscale resorts in the state. And you're very correct. I have to slap my face every day, every afternoon when I walk out of here, no matter what the issues may have been during the day. When you look out over Pailolo Channel and you see the Molokai across the channel, and of course during this time of year you see breaching whales, you just have to go, I did something right here. And how lucky can one person really be?
Well, it's been a significant number of years, TJ, that I've been covering this event. And to this day, the first day that I get back here and the first day that I go up to the plantation course and I stand there and I look down the first fairway and I see this magnificent fairway and then I see some tall Cook Pines and then I see the Pacific Ocean and then I see a whale jumping and I say, wait a minute, This is a Hollywood set. This is not real. And my message is for people that want to experience something completely out of this world, this is a must item on anybody's bucket list.
Well, I can tell that not only are you well-traveled because you're able to make the comparisons that identify this as being truly a great destination, but also I think we have you on the Kapalua addiction list. But you're completely right. You know, I mentioned my background managing upscale and luxury properties in the state. I've had the good fortune of managing on all islands and managing portfolios. So I do get a little cocky, and I like to say, you know, I've pretty much seen the entire state, and Kapalua is, in my opinion, the best destination in the state. And aside from the spectacular natural beauty that we've been referencing, you've referenced the golf, which there's a lot more to talk about golf. We all know the Plantation course is rated the number one resort course in the state. The Bay course is a beautiful course. They've always been kept and managed well. I have to say, since Troon has been here, it's just been spectacular management. But in addition to golf, we have a wonderful tennis garden. We have 23,000 acres, about 12,000 of which is natural reserve, that we have six hiking trails that go through. We have Honolulu Bay, which is the home of the Target Women's World Championship Surfing Contest, and some surfers will tell you quietly, maybe the best wave in the state. We have three other beaches. Do I need to take a breath here, or can I keep going? You know, we have Fleming Beach, Onoloa Beach, and Kapalua Bay, all of which at one time in their life have been rated in the top 10 in the world. And in addition to that, of course, we have now 16 dining venues. You know, don't make me name them all. I could only get about a dozen of them. Okay. We have the Spa Montage, which is it's a complete resort, and the weather is absolutely marvelous.
I'm glad you used that word, complete resort, because you can do as much or as little as you want here, whatever is your pleasure. You mentioned all the things, and I don't think the Bay course, number one, from a golfing perspective, even gets the credit that it truly deserves, because it is a fun place to play a round of golf. And the one thing that I get a kick out of the most is when I come here and I turn on the weather for the week. Monday is predicted to be partly sunny and 72 degrees. Tuesday is going to be 71 degrees, but Wednesday it'll be a little warmer, 73 degrees. I mean, the combination of the property, the natural physical beauty coupled with the weather that you're able to provide is unbeatable. I mean, it's just purely unbeatable.
Yeah, it's the climate is glorious. As you mentioned the Cook Pines. We have, I like to call it a Hawaiian alpine experience here. You can go down, you know, 13 miles from here and visit the land of the angry sun, which is the translation for the word Lahaina, if you want. But if you want temperate weather, gorgeous landscape, you know, come to Kapalua. It's the place. And I want to just also, I mentioned the word complete resort, and you wanted to share some additional thoughts on that. One of the things that always astounds me when I talk to our guests is a lot of them will say, you know, we came here for a week. We thought we'd go up to Haleakala, we'd go to Hana, you know, we'd go down to the southeast end of the island, and we'd do all these tourist things, but we didn't leave here. And that is a very, very common story. People come here, they get absorbed into the tranquility and the unique qualities of the resort and how nuclear it is in its own way, and they just relax and have a great time.
Let's summarize, TJ, before we conclude this session, because I could talk to you about this property for hours and hours. The options that would be available. Somebody wants to come to this area. Just just run down a little bit of the menu of opportunities for enjoyment that you provide.
Well, you know, we have a wonderful cross-section of accommodation options for visitors to Kapalua. We have the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, and we also have Montage Hotel. And then we have a number of condominium rental opportunities, of which Kapalua Villas is one. Of course, I think we're the best one. We are essentially managed by Outrigger Hotels and Resorts, which is a 67-year-old Kamaaina company, but which means locally owned, okay, for those of you who aren't familiar with the word. Having said that, though, Outrigger has recently expanded internationally as far as Mauritius. So Outrigger is a very large, fine hotel company. And here at Kapalua, we manage a number of whole owner condominiums, ranging in view categories from fairway views to oceanfront accommodations, one bedroom to three bedroom. All of them are fully appointed as if they were your own home. So you enjoy the comfort of home. You enjoy the size of a condominium apartment. And at the same time, you enjoy access to the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, the Montage Hotel, and all of those things we just talked about, the restaurants, the golf courses, the tennis, the beautiful bays, the hiking trails. It's a really a full menu of accommodations.
I'm going to sum this up by saying something that I don't often say, but I can personally, having experienced this paradise for a huge number of years, I can guarantee anybody that comes here once will be coming back. TJ, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
I'd like to welcome some of the most important people in golf to The Grill Room. Golf course superintendents. Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many that now offer natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. The Golden Bear agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Hi, I'm Ernie Els. Autism is not game over, it is game on. Get educated and learn the facts. Please learn the early warning signs on our website, elsforautism.com, and talk to your doctor about an autism screening if you have any concerns.
Welcome back to The Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
I'm Bob. He's Alex. Of course, you're listening to The Grill Room, and Alex has a frown on his face. I think I may have left something out that he thinks vitally important. So why don't you bring it up, Alex?
See, this is typical of you. I swear, after 5 years of doing this show with you, you think certain things are important, certain things aren't, and I think certain things are important, and clearly anything you think that's important is not. So the bottom line is Ricky Fowler, yes, I brought it up, Ricky Fowler with high-top golf shoes. I just want to know, Bob.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I want to know what your thoughts are on those, because I know that they wouldn't fit on your little feet.
Well, I just want to remind you that when I was an outstanding basketball player on my high school team, I wore nothing but high-top Converse, and I wasn't getting compensated for it like Ricky Fowler is to wear these ridiculous shoes he has on.
That's exactly right, and I'm just wondering if you think it might be it'll be a trend now.
It'll be a trend if you're 21 and under, definitely.
Yeah, and
don't count. You said don't be ordering any. No, I guarantee you.
No, believe me, if you see me with a pair of those on, kick me right off the golf course.
I'd love to be on the golf course with you to kick you off. But by the way, I wasn't going to tell you, but I did visit the fantastic range here at the Kapalua Resort.
I already have my spies telling me about you hitting golf balls.
And Ben Hungo, the director of instruction, had to come down and say, Bob, the range isn't quite long enough for you to keep hitting that driver, we're losing some golf balls.
All right, let's just, I mean, because everyone that's listening to this right now is having a bad experience, let's move on. Bobby, the wraparound season, is it a success or not? I mean, I guess the question is what part has it played in January successes for Jordan Spieth and even Patrick Reed, who won here last year? You know, it's just 2-3 weeks after Christmas. Do you think this makes sense?
I don't think it makes sense. I think there should be a definitive break between one year and another. This seems to be just a continuation of one year into the other. Every other sport, baseball, football, basketball, they have an off season. Golf right now, as we know it, does not have an off season. I understand the argument where they like to provide playing opportunities for their members, and they're certainly, the PGA Tour is doing a good job doing that, but somehow we have to condense the year where the players can get a little time off, the fans can talk about it without watching an event, and then we can come here and come to Maui and have it be the official start of the year like it used to be.
All right, well, here's the thing. I understand what we say in the media, but generally, most players do not have a problem with this. So are we wrong or are they wrong?
I can't speak for them. If they like the wraparound season, then that's what we're going to have. I don't care if Alex Mastelli and Bob Bubka go to Tim Fincham and say, hey, we want an off season. It's not going to happen. The players, it's the players' tour. If you have better information than I have, the players that I talk to are not happy with it. You've talked to ones that are happy with it. And I imagine if it was put to a vote, I don't even know how that vote would turn out.
Well, let me ask you this question. If there's a difference between having a wraparound season or not having a wraparound season and losing $40 million in purses, what do you think those players would say?
Yeah, obviously. Right. Obviously.
And do you think in any way, shape, or form this is going to go away?
No, I do not.
Okay. And I agree with you. First time we've agreed all night. As we get ready for the Sony Open next week, it's time to let everyone know that the Grill Room team are partnering with the Holiday Inn Resort Waikiki Beachcomber in the heart of Waikiki and very close to Waikiki Beach. Fantastic shopping and plenty of live entertainment. Jimmy Buffett's restaurant is at the Beachcomber and is now operated by Handicraft Restaurants, featuring fantastic farm-to-table ingredients and menu. There's also nightly live entertainment, The Magic of Polynesia, a blend of Polynesian dance and illusion. Sounds like we'll have plenty to keep us busy next week. So if you're planning a trip to Waikiki, please consider the Grill Room Partners, the Holiday Inn Resort Waikiki Beachcomber. You can call either 808-922-4646 or log in to WaikikiBeachcomberResort.com.
All right, we're going to take a brief break. When we come back, let's talk about Steve Stricker. He's going to be making his start in the Sony Open. Is this a change of strategy for Steve Stricker, who basically told us he was only going to be a part-time player? We'll get Alex's opinion on that, and you can be assured on a lot more when we come back to the Grill Room.
The Grill Room.
I'd like to welcome some of the most important people in golf to the Grill Room. Golf course superintendents. Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game.
Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many that now offer natural wildlife habitats.
From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Ricky Fowler agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
It's time to let everyone know that the Grill Room team are partnering with the Holiday Inn Resort Waikiki Beachcomber in the heart of Waikiki and very close to Waikiki Beach. Fantastic shopping and plenty of live entertainment. Jimmy Buffett's restaurant is at the Beachcomber and is now operated by Handicraft Restaurants, featuring fantastic farm-to-table ingredients and menu. There's also nightly live entertainment, The Magic of Polynesia, a blend of Polynesian dance and illusion. Sounds like we'll have plenty to keep us busy next week. So if you're planning a trip to Waikiki, please consider the Grill Room Partners, the Holiday Inn Resort Waikiki Beachcomber. You can call either 808 922 4646 or log in to Waikiki Beachcomber Resort.com.
Welcome back to the Grill Room. Your table's ready. Now here's Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli.
All right, as we were mentioning as we went to break, Alex, Steve Stricker is going to be making his 2016 PGA Tour debut at the Sony Open. I thought he was going to be a part-time player. Do you think playing at the Sony Open is maybe a move in a different direction?
I think it is, actually, Bob. I think that he found maybe that he wanted to play just a little more than he anticipated. Doesn't want to kind of lose that connection to the players and to the tour. He knows pretty soon he's going to be playing on the Champions Tour. He knows he's an assistant Ryder Cup captain. So I think all these things kind of come into the mix. So I do think it's going to be a different plan. It doesn't mean that he's going to bring Jimmy Johnson back on the bag full time. I think you're going to find his wife Nikki on the bag at Waikiki next week. But I do think that you might see him play 15, 16, 17 events. And if you do see him play that many, I think you might see him be relatively successful in 2016.
Well, it may be regarded as a mild surprise that Steve Stricker is going to be teeing it up in the Sony Open. But one other individual in the field, Robert Allenby, is returning to play in the Sony Open. And, of course, it was a year ago at that event when he failed to make the cut. Something transpired on Friday night. Conflicting reports. Allenby claims to this day that he was kidnapped. The Hawaiian police say he was not. But Allenby's going back and play. I think it's a good move. Instead of being afraid of going back to some place, maybe if he makes the cut, then he wouldn't have to worry about Friday night celebrating.
Well, I think, first of all, what you have to understand is Robert Allenby is in a pretty bad spot in regards to just professional golf. He's had to use his top 50 exemption. It's the only exemption he has left. His game has somewhat left him. He wants to play in places where he feels like his game sets up well for him. You'll find that he was a runner-up finish here at Sony once and a T4 another time. So if this is a venue where you play well, I think you have to move all that other stuff aside, and I think you have to take advantage of coming here. So I think all in all, I think Robert Allenby is making the right move. Obviously, he's going to get questions about what happened to him last year, but you know, he's just going to have to move past those and see if he can play well in a tournament that he desperately needs to play well in.
Robert Allenby has always been very gracious with his time with me and the Grill Room. We want to wish him the very best of luck. Play well, Robert. That's the way to quiet the critics. Speaking of playing well, Alex, this next item, kind of surprising. There have been some reports out of the Telegraph that Luke Donald actually got so despondent last year with his game that he was thinking about quitting. I didn't know that.
World number one at one point not too long ago. But, you know, Bob, let me just ask you. You can understand the frustration that Luke Donald has had when you look at it first. He went away from his coach, went with someone else. It was a failure, that move. He wasn't performing well, wasn't scoring well, wasn't, you know, getting anything out of his game. At some point, that has to weigh on you out here because it's only you and your caddy. Your caddy fires you. So what do you got left? I mean, I can see where the struggles could come and the mental anguish that you would have. And actually, I talked to Graham McDowell about this because Graham wasn't in the same specific boat that Luke Donald was in, but Graham had his struggles in 2015 as well. And not until he had that win in Mexico do we see Graham McDowell here this week and him really making the turn into a better positive direction. But he said, look, it's very easy to be hard on the people that are closest to you in this game. And when things go wrong, it gets very, very difficult. And he ran into some of the same problems. And he said he spoke with Luke a lot about it. You know, bottom line is Luke Donald needs to find a way to perform on this tour. And he's not the longest hitter. He's more of a bunter, I think is fair to say. But, you know, Zach Johnson is a bunter, too, and won an Open Championship last year. So I think Luke Donald is probably being a little hard on himself. But at the end of the day, you know, if you feel that way, then you should really seriously think about doing something else for a while.
Well, I can only hope that Mark Rolfing, we referenced him earlier in the show, has an opportunity maybe next week to get and spend some time with Luke Donald and have a little attitude adjustment for Luke Donald. Luke Donald's too nice a guy, too talented a player. You mentioned it, former number one in the world. You don't get to number one in the world without possessing a tremendous amount of ability to play this game. Luke Donald's one tournament away from being back on the right track. One good performance leads to another. Wouldn't surprise me that if he recovers and plays well enough, that we'll be seeing him in September in Minnesota as a member of the European Ryder Cup team.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see what happens. You've been listening to The Grill Room, heard on TuneIn and the Armed Forces Radio Network, powered by GolfWeek.com. By the way, The Grill Room is also available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Audio Boom, and, of course, on our website, thegrillroom.com. If you have a minute, please let us know how you like our new 2016 revamped show format. We'd love to hear your feedback.
A big thank you to our partners, the Kapalua Villas Maui, to the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America. What a job those guys do, keeping our golf courses as magnificent as they do. And also to the Holiday Inn Resort Waikiki Beachcomber and the GolfWeek.com. So for Janice Self, Alex Maselli, and myself, Bob Bupka, thank you for being part of our Grill Room family. And please follow us on Twitter at TGR Golf. Like us on Facebook at the Grill Room Golf Show.
Thanks for spending some time in the Grill Room. No need to leave a tip. Just come back again next week. The Grill Room.